Good morning.
Good morning.
Our opening hymn this morning will be hymn number 417. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn, 417. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul in glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In that bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn, 528. Let us sing.
Living below in this so sinful world, seeking a comfort for my soul, striving along to face temptation, so
now tell me now,
where could I go but to the Lord? Now where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul, needing a friend to save me in the end.
Now tell me now,
where could I go but to the Lord? Life here is grand, with friends I love so dear. Comfort I get from God's own word. Yet when I face the chilling hand of death,
now tell me now,
where could I go but to the Lord?
Now tell me now,
where could I go? Oh, where for my soul, and needing a friend to save me in the end.
Now tell me now,
where could I go but to the Lord?
Now tell me now,
where could I go? Oh, where
Let us pray. Kind Father in heaven, we are indeed thankful unto thee once again for the opportunity to rise up out of our beds this morning and make preparation and come here upon this first day of the week to conduct this service here at this place. Thankful that as many as we have here could take the opportunity to make preparation and come. And we realize at this time there are many of on the sick that listed on our bulletin in the sick list that have been there for quite some time and they're unable to be with us. And then there might be others that will be added to it, whatever the case is. May you bless each one of them and that they can be confident in a time of need, and that as many as according to your will might be restored to their health. Those that are getting medical attention, may you be with the ones in the medical field that they might be able to minister unto them the thing that would help them to be able to get through difficult times. And Father, we know that there are other ones this morning were announced that are in the hospital at this time and added to the list of the sick ones, and may your blessing be with them, and may they be able to return home and being able to be with the loved one there and eventually come back and be here with us. Also be with the doctors that will nurse it, that would assist them in their medical illness, and that they might be restored to their health and make that speedy recovery also. And Father, at this time, may your blessing be upon the bereaved one that was mentioned here this morning with the loved ones that are going through the difficult time of losing a loved one. May they be comforted at a time of need, and whatever we might be able to do here to assist them in our time of bereavement, we will do so. That would be strength to the one. And we know that it's not easy when we lose loved ones here, even though we know that it's gonna come, but it's not an easy thing to be able to do that, because when we've been with them and having that relationship for a long period of time, and whenever it comes to the end here on this earth, we have to deal with it. We realize when we read in your word, that was those that lost loved ones, and they had to go through the same thing that we are experiencing. And then as time goes on, it will continue to be the same. But the main thing, we just want to make sure that when we leave them here, we might be in the right relationship with you. And we can look forward to being having the comfort. Think about our brother, Apostle Paul, in his last epistle, when he made mention of the fact that he had run that race, finished the course, and then he looked forward for that crown of righteousness that was laid up for him, which the righteous judge would give him at that same in that day, and not only to him, all of those that look for him at his coming. And that's a wonderful thing to be able to say that before it's time for us to leave from this life. And Father, at this time, may your blessing be with our leadership here. We've announced this morning that they will be able to meet with the deacon, also with the preacher, and have their annual weekly meeting on a Thursday as they discuss things. May it be some things that will be beneficial to the congregation, that it might be able to help us to be able to continue on here. We know that we want the church to continue to be here in Ypsilanti because it is necessary. When we look out among ourselves here in this community, we see all sorts of different religious belief. And we know when we look into your word, we can see it, that the church that your son Jesus Christ purchased with his own blood need to be here in this local area, as well as other places throughout the world. Be with the one that's in the missionary work. that are spread throughout the world. May they continue to be able to reach out to people there, that they also will be able to come into the fold before it's everlastingly too late. As Brother Skippy stand before us this morning, present the word of the hour, may we listen attentively to him as he presents it, saying that he will be speaking. May we apply them to our lives as we see fit, according to your word. Be with us always when we come together. May we always continue to strive to worship you in spirit and in truth. And this we do pray in Jesus' name, and amen.
Prepare our minds for the taking of the Lord's Supper this morning. If you would please turn your hymn books to hymn number 318. 318. We will sing the first and last verse of this hymn. 318. Let us sing.
I love the Lord, for he died my soul to save. On Calvary, his dear life he freely gave. From realms above, Jesus freely came to
as we now have this opportunity to come together on this first day of the week and to be able to gather around the Lord's table. We also should be mindful, as we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, starting at verse 27, to partake of this Lord's Supper in a worthy manner. You know, for as we all know, this world, it did not have the power to save itself from the bondage of sin. It was because of the grace of our Heavenly Father, the love of His only begotten Son, a man that was without spot, without blemish, a man that was perfect in every way, had no sin, His willingness to suffer the pain, to suffer the ridicule, and to ultimately give His life on that cross. And that is why we have the opportunity for eternal salvation. So as we prepare to take of the Lord's Supper, let us not just be too focused on just the physical partaking of the Lord's Supper, but to focus on the spiritual meaning behind the Lord's Supper. So let us take this time to reflect and to clear our minds as we prepare to take of the Lord's Supper. We have the two emblems. We have the bread, which represents His body, and the fruit of the vine, which represents His blood. So at this time, let us give thanks for the bread. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful unto You, Heavenly Father, for putting into place that great plan of salvation, Heavenly Father, where You sent into this world Your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, and for His willingness and for the love that He showed to be willing to give His life on that cross, even though He was without spot or blemish, to become that perfect sacrifice, giving each and every one of us that opportunity and that chance at eternal salvation, Heavenly Father. And we so thankful at this time, Heavenly Father, to have this opportunity to come together, on this first day of the week, Heavenly Father, and to partake of this bread which represents His body. And we pray that as we do so, that we'll do so in a manner that it be pleasing in Thy sight. For this we ask for in Thy Son, Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's continue in our thanks for the cup. Our Father God in heaven, Lord, we so humbly bow before Thy mighty throne, Father. At this time, Father, we're ever mindful and thankful for Thy Son and our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, Father, for the sacrifice He made at Calvary, Lord, the shedding of His precious blood, Father, the blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, Lord. And Father, we pray at this time, as we're about to partake of that cup, which represents His precious blood, Father, we might clear our minds, we might remember our Lord and Savior Christ Jesus, remember the depth of love that He showed for us by the shedding of His blood, Father, willingly giving up His body for us. And Lord, we pray that as we partake of this cup, that we might do so in a way and in a manner that's most pleasing and acceptable unto Thee, Father. And we ask this in the name of Thy Son, Christ Jesus. Amen.
You'll pardon me, I put the wrong song down. You would please mark your hymn book to hymn number 885. 885 will be the song of invitation this morning. After marking that hill, turn the hill book to number 954. 954. We'll sing the first and last verse of this hymn, 954.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, oh yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the
Scripture reading this morning will be taken from the book of John. It's John chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. I have the New King James Translation. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. Brother Skip.
Say good morning. Truly God has once again been good to us. He's spared our lives to allow us to be able to come to worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's good to see you here this morning in spite of the snow and the things that have been taking place. But God has given us the traveling grace to make it to this place safely. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. O wise eternal Heavenly Father, again, we just thank You for this day and for Your blessings, this opportunity that You've given us to assemble ourselves together this morning. Thank You, Lord, for those who have taken part in our service thus far. And now, Father, as we're about to go into Your Word, that we focus upon Your Word and what it has to say to us in our situation, and Lord, the conclusion of this message, everything that we've fallen short of, Lord, give us the courage to make the necessary corrections before it's too late. Guide me in Your Word, Lord. The things that I say will be pleasing and accepting in Your sight. You get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is the Lord's Day, but also is Valentine's Day. And many times we give Valentine gifts and we give cards to remind people how much we love them. But I want you to know that God gave us a gift. God gave us a cord to remind us of how much he loved us. The gift was his son. The cord is his word. And so when you look at John 3:16 and 17, he says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." What can we learn from these verses? Number one, we can learn that God loves. How do we know someone loves us? See, love is more than words. How many times do we hear someone say that they love me, but they never show it? See, love to us depends upon actions and words. God demonstrated his love to us while we were yet sinners. Christ died for us. Romans chapter 5 and verse number 8. How awesome is that? That not only does he love Christians, but he loved the world. Love he gave was unconditional love. God loved you so much that he proved it. How is his love proved? It's right here in the text, verse number 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." God did not just tell us that he loves us, but he proved that when his only son came to die for you and I, he died for the world. And I believe this morning that many of you can testify that Christ has made a difference in your life. I believe that we can testify today that we could have been dead and gone, but God gave us another chance. I believe that all of us can testify that if it had not been for the Lord on our side. See, God loves you in spite of. In spite of what? In spite of our past. In spite of your past relationships with other friends, girlfriends and boyfriends and high school days and those childish pranks and college days and those childish pranks and those times that you wanted to be a player. And then you found that special person and you didn't know how to act, because you acted a fool so many times in the past. But now you are in love. But that doesn't change your past. Those bad relationships, decisions that you made, they all stand to come back to haunt you. Now you have that special person. But your spouse chose to look past that. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God has done the same thing. He loves you in spite of your past. He was there to see how you acted before you were introduced to him. He saw the fights. He saw the time you cheated somebody out of their money. He saw the time that you claimed you love him but didn't act like it. God still see how you treat him today, saying you love him, but your actions
says different. God still loves you. And he kept you around one more day in spite of. Thank God for the fact that he too doesn't hold our past against us when we come running to him. There are things in our spiritual life that God looked past: our lack of faith in a situation, no active prayer life, Bible study, too much weight of sin. But he chose to look past those things when we come to him for help and love and come to him in repentance. God still loves us in spite of our past. But not only that, God loves us in spite of what had our attention. Instead of being focused on God, we were focused on other things. But God still, he loved us in spite of not only what had our attention, but in spite of our problems. No doubt some of you were really messed up when you met your spouse. Maybe you was on drugs, maybe you was on alcohol, maybe you had a bad attitude. But some of us was messed up when we came to this man Jesus. When we came to him and obeyed him, he looked beyond our faults. He washed away our sins, and he still meets our every need. We were separated by our sinfulness, yet he still loves us enough. You may still be separated, but remember this: God still loves you. And once we receive God's love, we can't help but give him love in return. But how many of us only give God our lip service and not our hearts? So we see in our text, number one, God loves. The second thing that we see is that God gave. God gave the most costly and precious gift he had, his son, Jesus Christ. And I don't think we realize the cost that was involved. The son had never been apart from the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul compares love with several other gifts when you read 1 Corinthians 13. But in every case, he shows that no matter what else a person excels in, he is little value unless he has the greatest gift of all, and that's God's love. People can recognize genuine love. We all have the need to receive love and to know we being loved. Without a doubt, the greatest need in the world today is the love of God. Jesus is our teacher. Jesus loved in very concrete ways. He loved with a towel, with a whip, and even with a cross. And the best type of love is that which is tough, is that which is pure, is that which is holy. When you read Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37 through 40, you will find that Jesus tells all of us to love. Loving God and loving one another was the greatest commandment of all. In John 13 and verse 34, Jesus said the people will know that we really are his disciples if we love one another. We are to love others as he loved us. See, we can give without loving, but we cannot love without giving. Gifts must be issued from the heart. A love to have any real meaning. So God loves. God gave. But thirdly, God wants you to receive. How many gifts will be given yet not received in love or gratitude? How much do you appreciate God's love, God's gift of sending his son to die for us? It is not the most precious thing that you've ever had. God's love, my life without Jesus, I tell you, it would be no life at all. It's not enough to believe, because the devil believes in James chapter 2 and verse 19. So what does believe mean? It's acting on the conviction, not just words, but fulfill a response to the cause. God is looking for our response. God so loved you. And so this morning, as we think about God's gift and what Jesus has should mean to us, what I want to do is I'm going to take the word Valentine's Day as it describes Jesus. And I'm going to give you a lot of scripture, but don't worry about trying to keep up with it, because it's already printed in the bulletin. You can go back and you can look at the outline. But let's look at this word Valentine's Day as it describes Jesus. We have the letter V. He's victorious. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. Jesus is victorious, for he never lost a fight. He never lost a battle. He never lost a case in the courtroom, nor has he lost a patient in an operating room, for he has all power in his hands. We have the letter A. He is almighty. Revelation 1 and verse 8. He's Alpha and Omega. Revelation 22 and verse 13. He is the author of eternal salvation. Hebrews 5 and verse 9. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Then we have the letter L. He is the Lamb of God. John 1, 29. He's the light of the world. John 8 and verse 12. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Revelation 5 and verse 5. He's the Lord of all. Acts chapter 10 and verse 36. He's the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians 2 and verse number 8. He's the Lord of lords. 1 Timothy 1 and verse Timothy 6 and verse 16. Then we have the letter E. The letter E is that Jesus Christ promised us everlasting life if we belong to him. In John 3:16, he said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." There is the letter N. And the letter N is that no one like the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 45 and verse 22. There is the letter T. He is the true light. John 1 and verse 9. He is the truth. John 14 and verse 6. He is the true vine. John chapter 15 and verse number 1. There is the letter I. He is Emmanuel, which means God with us. Matthew 1 and verse 23. We have the letter N. Jesus Christ has said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hebrews 13 and verse 5. We have the letter E. He is eternal life. We can find eternal life in Jesus. 1 John 5 verse 11 through 13. And then we have the letter S. He is the Son of God. Luke chapter 1 and verse 35. And then we have, last but not least, we have the word day. On Valentine's Day, the word day will remind us that every day is a day of rejoicing in the Lord. Psalm 118 and verse 24, this is the day that the Lord has made. We'll be glad. We ought to be glad and rejoice in it. So let me close. Yes, this day, people all over the world are expressing their love to their loved ones on this day. But yet, no matter what you may give, I'm here to tell you, your loved one on this day, just remember that Jesus gave the greatest Valentine gift to the world. And that was the gift of his son, Jesus Christ. For in 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 through 11, in this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. But here it is. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. Thank God for the greatest gift that he gave to this world. And that was the gift of his only begotten Son. And if you're here this morning, not yet obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, I want you to know God loves you. And God wants you to give your life to him, because his Son gave his life for you. How do I give my life to him? You heard a portion of God's word. Believe it to be true. Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Repent of your sins. Luke 13:3-5. Confess Jesus as the Son of God. Matthew 10:32-33. Go into the water of the grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. Acts 2:38. When you come out of that water, you are a new creature. In Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Then the Lord adds you to his church. Acts 2:47. Then you got to live faithfully. Live faithfully unto death. Revelations 2:10. You receive a crown of life. If you're here this morning, you've not been living like God wants you to live, I want you to know that God loves you, and God wants you to serve him for the rest of your life. Whatever you stand in need of, don't put it off. Just because God has blessed you to see right now doesn't mean that God's going to continue to bless you to see the rest of this day. The only time that you have to get it right is right now. Come right now that we stand and sing the song of invitation. Oh.
Let us pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we're so thankful unto you, Heavenly Father, for giving us another opportunity to come together on this Lord's Day to partake into this worship service unto you, Heavenly Father. For we know it was you, Heavenly Father, that allowed us to rise from our beds this morning, that allowed us to have another day to enjoy the beauty and the splendor of this world, Heavenly Father. We're so thankful, Heavenly Father, for your continuing comfort, your continuing guidance, Heavenly Father, for all the blessings that you provide for us each and every day, Heavenly Father. At this time, Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for our brother Skippy, for the lesson that he brought to us this morning. Thankful unto him for the amount of time that he took in preparing this lesson. We pray that which we have learned today we'll be able to apply to our daily lives. Also, again, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will comfort the Lot family and that you would be with all those that were mentioned sick, that they will receive the care and the comfort that they need so they'll be returned to their much-wanted health. We also pray, Heavenly Father, that you continue to be with the leaders of this congregation. We're so thankful unto them for making sure our worship service unto you is according to thy will, that they tend to the needs of this congregation, to the needs of this building, that they keep us safe. We're so thankful for all those that work hard every day to make sure that we are healthy each and every time we are at service, Heavenly Father. We also pray, Heavenly Father, that you will watch over us as we prepare to leave this building, that you will keep us safe as we return to our destinations, that you keep us safe through the remainder of this week until the next time that we are to gather together. For this we ask for in thy Son Jesus' name. Amen.